right?
Get on your feet!
There's going to be a couple of keys for the Boston Celtics to get a win here tonight.
And now, Dale and Keith present.
What are your two keys tonight?
Keith presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keith's keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keith's keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keith's keys.
It's Keith's keys.
Keith, I think I'm going to quit my Nessun job if this ever happens again.
Oh, here we go. It's Woo! The divisional round. That means it's time for keys
you
to the Patriots Chargers.
You actually got Diossi to set the sausage aside
he did.
For a minute here.
He put the sausage down for just a moment.
They're gone.
So keep in mind,
aside,
Esther, they're all gone. They've been devoured. All right, the line right now is Patriots laying 4 points at home against the Chargers. So keep these keys in mind as you make your pick. Let's begin. The Patriots are undefeated when Sony Michel rushes for 100 yards. Rushing performances this season all came in victories.
6-0.
How do you like that? How about this? If Sony Michel scores a touchdown, the Patriots will win.
So we're just feeding
what?
Sony Michel
the ball,
Sunday.
30 carries.
Sony Michel had more 100-yard rushing games this season than Melvin Gordon.
No.
That blows your mind.
Preposterous.
Oh, I hope you're not wearing any socks. I just knocked them off. Here you go. The Chargers, when they were in San Diego, they had the best team song in the league.
San Diego, Super Chargers.
They had this.
Hold on.
They had it.
Okay.
Which is very nice. Now, they have since moved to Los Angeles. You know what they did? They found a way to improve that song.
L.A. Compton, Superchargers, L.A. Compton, Chargers.
Some guy recording this in his basement.
No, I think that's the new team song.
So just imagine now for a moment, just the whole L.A. Compton Superchargers
yes.
thing. Just play along with me here.
I'm playing.
The Chargers beat the Patriots.
I don't like where this is headed.
And then the Colts beat the Chiefs.
Colts beat the Chiefs.
The AFC Championship would be in a 28,000-seat soccer stadium.
Friends and family.
Oh, the NFL's got to love that idea, don't they?
They could move that game to Hobart College and get just as many
you
fans
get more
there.
People.
That's right. All right, Philip Rivers is 0-7 lifetime against Tom Brady. Nobody's talking about that.
No.
Nobody's brought that up.
No, I hadn't heard that anyway.
Nobody's talking about that. Here's one that'll knock your hair back again. Philip Rivers has as many playoff wins as Tom Brady has Super Bowl wins.
What? What?
Blew a couple of minds in here. Philip Rivers has as many kids as cats have lives. Cats have lives.
That one was kind of weak. I got to just be honest with you.
Protection.
Wait a minute. Did Rossi write that one?
He did not.
He did not.
Protection for the quarterbacks will be crucial this Sunday, but at the Rivers house, there's no such thing.
Bam! Way to bring it around.
He redeemed himself.
Brought it around.
No such thing. 9 kids for Philip Rivers means his wife has been pregnant for 7 years of her life. No Chargers coach has lasted 7 years since Air Coryell. Many great players have played for both the Patriots and Chargers, including Rodney Harrison, Junior Seau, and Marion Butts. You ever tried tackling Marion Butts,
yeah,
Steve?
Of course.
How'd that go?
Not well.
No, he didn't. Knocked you on your butts.
Did you have to bring that up? I mean, he was in a good mood. He was happy to be here.
He's the sneakiest 2-time Pro Bowler I've ever seen in my life. I was like, Marion Butts? Chargers have only appeared in 1 Super Bowl. They were embarrassed on national television. Steve Young threw 6 touchdowns.
I remember that.
The Chargers made the Super Bowl in 1994, the same year the Lion King came out. Later on this year, The Lion King comes
right.
out.
No.
Oh, no. The Chargers got their name because original owner Baron Hilton, the grandfather of porn star Paris Hilton, loved credit cards.
Would porn star be the first thing you think of with Paris?
What's the first thing you think of?
Reality.
All right, porn star's close.
Reality.
I like that. He loved credit cards.
Oh.
So charge cards.
Oh, no, get it.
Charge cards.
That's not why he named them that, is it?
Antonio Gates played the entire 2018 season in quicksand. Played the whole thing in quicksand.
Yeah.
We have outsourced just a few keys here. We've outsourced just a few. This kind of contradicts the penultimate key that I just gave you. However, this could also be true. It's sort of a choose-your-own answer here. The Chargers got their name after the general manager, Frank Leahy, picked it and said, quote, "I liked it because they were yelling charge and sounding the bugle at Dodger Stadium at USC games." The Patriots get their name from a local submission when the team was purchased, referring to the Patriots that rebelled against England and led to the founding of the United States
of America.
That's a lot better than charge cards. Let's see. If the Patriots defeat the Chargers, the Pats will have reached 9 consecutive AFC championships. Shime, that's wrong. Is this a Knicks stat? It'd be eight. Rossi, this is a rock. Come on, guys.
I have nothing
get
to do
it
with
straight.
These.
Eight.
Well, you read it. You know the difference. Don't read it.
They were going for another Philip Rivers offspring joke here. They kind of forced it a little much.
Yeah. How about this? We'll rename. We'll do it. If the Patriots reach this AFC title game.
And next year.
No. They will then have one less than Philip Rivers.
Yeah, okay, no, well done.
He still has more. Okay. The Chargers haven't beaten the Patriots since 2008. Rivers hasn't beaten the Chiefs. What?
Ooh.
Since 2013? So this... Huh? What?
What?
Why is there a Chiefs stat in here, Shime?
It doesn't make sense. They're all pointing at Shime.
Why is the Chiefs in here?
He could end the streak this year against the Patriots. Beat Tom Brady. Hadn't beaten Andy Reid since Andy Reid took over for the Chiefs.
Oh, I get
could
it.
End that streak for the
Shime
Patriots
Shime was
this
too
year.
Deep for all of us, huh? Oh,
Finish the key, Keith.
It says the Chargers haven't beaten the Patriots since 2008. Rivers hadn't beat the Chiefs since 2013 either until this season. So could he do it against the Patriots?
Oh.
You don't put question marks in the keys. These are all statements
keys
of
are
fact.
Definitive statements.
That's why we don't outsource the keys too many times. But there you
I'll
go.
Stick
so,
to the betting.
Plus, thank you. Shime's our sharp on the show, so he has all our picks. We're going to get all of our picks coming up later on. I've been going back and forth, to be honest, all week. Because the more I talk about the Chargers, the better I think they are. That's a concern. But the Patriots, we'll see.
Yeah.
They are very good at home.
Yeah.
They are a very good home team.
And the Chargers are good on the road.
You guys like my Sony Michel stats? If he gets in the end zone, they win.
Better than Shime's Philip Rivers.
Shime's Kansas City stats.
Stick to the nuts. Stick to the parlays and the teasers.